రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ భాగవతం, శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 17 టెక్స్ట్ 45. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 17 టెక్స్ట్ 45. ఇత్తం భూతానుభావోయం,
ఇత్తం భూతానుభావోయం,
ఇత్తం భూతానుభావోయం,
ఇత్తం భూతానుభావోయం,
అభిమన్యుసుతో నృపః,
అభిమన్యుసుతో నృపః,
అభిమన్యుసుతో నృపః,
అభిమన్యుసుతో నృపః,
యస్య పాలయత క్షాణిం,
యస్య పాలయత క్షాణిం,
యస్య పాలయత క్షాణిం,
యస్య పాలయత క్షాణిం,
యూయం సత్రాయ దీక్షితాః,
యూయం సత్రాయ దీక్షితాః,
యూయం సత్రాయ దీక్షితాః,
యూయం సత్రాయ దీక్షితాః,
ఇత్తం భూతానుభావోయం,
ఇత్తం భూతానుభావోయం,
అభిమన్యుసుతో నృపః,
అభిమన్యుసుతో నృపః,
యస్య పాలయత క్షాణిం,
యస్య పాలయత క్షాణిం,
యూయం సత్రాయ దీక్షితాః,
యూయం సత్రాయ దీక్షితాః,
ఇత్తం భూతానుభావోయం,
ఇత్తం భూతానుభావోయం,
అభిమన్యుసుతో నృపః,
అభిమన్యుసుతో నృపః,
యస్య పాలయత క్షాణిం,
యస్య పాలయత క్షాణిం,
యూయం సత్రాయ దీక్షితాః,
యూయం సత్రాయ దీక్షితాః, ఇత్తం భూతానుభావోయం,
ఇత్తం భూతానుభావోయం,
అభిమన్యుసుతో నృపః,
అభిమన్యుసుతో నృపః,
యస్య పాలాయ తక్షాణ్యం,
యస్య పాలయత క్షాణిం,
యూయం సత్రాయ దీక్షితః,
యూయం సత్రాయ దీక్షితాః. ఇత్తం భూత,
ఇత్తం భూత,
బీయింగ్ దస్,
బీయింగ్ దస్,
అనుభావః,
అనుభావః,
ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్,
ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్,
అయం,
అయం,
ఆఫ్ దిస్,
ఆఫ్ దిస్,
అభిమన్యుసుతః,
అభిమన్యుసుతః,
సన్ ఆఫ్ అభిమన్యు,
సన్ ఆఫ్ అభిమన్యు,
నృపః,
నృపః,
ద కింగ్,
ద కింగ్,
యస్య,
యస్య,
హూస్,
హూస్,
పాలయతః,
పాలయతః,
ఆన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ రూలింగ్,
ఆన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ రూలింగ్,
క్షాణిం,
క్షాణిం,
ఆన్ ద ఎర్త్,
ఆన్ ద ఎర్త్,
యూయం,
యూయం,
యూ ఆల్,
యూ ఆల్,
సత్రాయ,
సత్రాయ,
ఇన్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ సక్రిఫైసెస్,
ఇన్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ సక్రిఫైసెస్,
దీక్షితాః,
దీక్షితాః,
ఇనిషియేటెడ్,
ఇనిషియేటెడ్.
ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాద్.
జయ శిల ప్రభుపాద్
కి జై.
మహారాజ్ పరీక్షిత్ ద సన్ ఆఫ్ అభిమన్యు ఇస్ సో ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ దట్ బై డింట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఎక్స్పర్ట్ అడ్మినిస్ట్రేషన్ అండ్ పెట్రోనేజ్ it has been possible for you to perform a sacrifice such as this. So please repeat. Maharaj Parikshit,
Maharaj Parikshit,
the son of Abhimanyu,
the son of Abhimanyu,
is so experienced,
is so experienced,
that by dint of his expert administration,
that by dint of his expert administration
and patronage,
and patronage,
it has been possible for you,
it has been possible for you,
to perform a sacrifice,
to perform a sacrifice
such as this,
such as this.
Purport. The brahmanas and sannyasis are expert in the spiritual advancement of society, whereas the kshatriya or the administrators are expert in the material peace and prosperity of human society. Both of them are pillars of all happiness, and therefore They are meant for full cooperation for common welfare. Maharaj Parikshit was experienced enough to drive away Kali from the field of activities and thereby make the state receptive to spiritual enlightenment. If the common people are not receptive, it is very difficult to impress upon them the necessity of spiritual enlightenment. Austerity, cleanliness, mercy and truthfulness, the basic principles of religion prepare the ground for the reception of advancement in spiritual knowledge. And Maharaj Parikshit made his favorable condition possible. Thus, the rishis of Naimisharanya were able to perform the sacrifices for 1,000 years. In other words, without state support, no doctrines of philosophy or religious principles can progressively advance. There should be complete cooperation between the Brahmanas and the Kshatriyas for this common good. Even up to Maharaj Ashoka, the same spirit was prevailing. Lord Buddha was sufficiently supported by King Ashoka, and thus his particular cult of knowledge was spread all over the world. So this is the end of the first canto, 17th chapter. Entitlement, Punishment and Reward of Kali. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Jay Pataka Swaminiti Namine Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Ittham Bhutanu Bhavoyam Abhimanyo Suto Nripah Yasya Palayata Kshanim Yuyam Satraya Dikshitaha. Maharaj Parikshit, the son of Abhimanyu, is so experienced that by dint of his expert administration and patronage, it has been possible for you to perform a sacrifice such as this. So now we are coming to the end of the 17th chapter of the first canto. So here we'll just quickly try to recap what we read there in the 17th chapter. So that's a good way of, you know, ending the chapter, to just recall what all happened. So as we know, Parikshit Maharaj took over the whole kingdom, the empire, the entire empire, which was at that time the whole earth surrounded by seas, you know, that's how it goes. So he was a devotee. He had already had darshan of Krishna right in the womb. How many of us can even think of any time to have Krishna's darshan? But he was fortunate. And then he wanted to see what's going on in his kingdom, you know. Of course, he has to expand also. He wants a lot of Lakshmi to run the show. And that's why the governments collect taxes, you know. And even in those days, the tax is not new. But the only difference is, at that time, the taxes were collected and reused for public. Now they are collected and then used for vacation of the kings of today, you know, the politicians and everybody. We discussed that in detail every time. Srila Prabhupada told us very nicely how to... He gave the formula also, that how everybody should be made to do the kirtan and, you know, everything. Glorify the Lord. And then there is no problem. He said. There is no enmity, because everybody's common purpose. Everybody is having a common purpose. And then we saw, as he was here, got onto his horse and he was going around the kingdom to see if everything is all right. This morning I saw, you know, recently there was some floods and etc. in some countries. So they were showing that in Australia, the Prime Minister of Australia, the pictures show that he's gone into the water, you know, where the flood is there. He's just right in the water and he's lifting things and he's helping people and all that. And then they were showing a picture of another country's Prime Minister. I don't have to mention the name of the country. This person is flying in a royal helicopter over the flood area and is seeing from the window everything. Okay. Oh, big problem. So there's a huge difference. And you know, so you can imagine, Parikshit was a Raja Rishi, saintly king. So for him to do that was very, very natural. You know, it's not doing something artificially to get some votes or something. So he was going around and he saw one Shudra, one lower category person. He is wearing a king's robe and he is hitting a bull and a cow, and the bull is only on one leg. So we know that the bull is a representation of the dharma, religion, and cow is the mother earth, bhumi. So Parikshit Maharaj asks him questions, who are you, why you are suffering like this, and you know, why you are on one leg, and who did this to you. Especially he wanted to know who did this to him. And Dharma, the bull, he said, I don't know. Because then he gives, then they discuss philosophy. You know, he says, people say so many things, there are different systems, and Shadabhasya we saw the six systems of philosophy. So whom to believe, whom not to believe, is it my karma, is it, I mean, or somebody has created karma. So he says, I don't know. And especially the three legs, you know, how many times we read that? How many times we heard the four pillars of religion? Mercy, cleanliness, truthfulness, austerity, isn't it? Satya, tapa, daya, shuchi. We heard this so many times because that's the basic of anything, you know. And we saw that how in our society we are following those four things just to bring back the pillars of religion. If everybody starts following like that, you know, no animal killing and no intoxication, no gambling, how many lives and how many families can be saved from ruination? Today we see gambling, you know, stocks and lottery and, you know, so on. People just do unwanted businesses, and then intoxication, a huge thing, you know. Other day I met one person and he said, he introduced himself as, what do you do? Oh, sir, I have 5 liquor shops in the town. It's a small town here. But, and he's so happy because he's driving his BMW or Mercedes and, you know, wearing a big golden chain in his hand. And so that's what has happened now. And then of course the mercy. They will have a mercy on a small little pigeon stuck somewhere in some, you know, some gutter, near gutter or wherever, you know. And then holes, all the photographers of all the companies will, I mean, channels will come there to take the picture of that, and then how that was saved, and you know. And then after, immediately after that, they will go for their lunch or dinner and eat cows, you know, beef, steak, they call it here. Immediately after that. So where is your mercy? It's all artificial. The real mercy can come only by properly following the instructions. And then Kali Yuga, it said that the Satyam part is still there to some extent. Otherwise it's a, but it's diluting, you know, diluting. Earlier, I remember when, you know, you take a oath in the, in any court or anywhere, you know, that had some meaning. To say, I will speak the truth and nothing else but the truth and keep your hand on Bhagavad Gita or Quran or whatever. And now you do that and then keep doing what you want to do. Keep telling lies all the time. So somebody was joking, he says, Prabhuji, you are not seen. They don't keep the hand, you know, they keep a little gap between hand and the Gita, you know, so that They can say, I never took an oath, I never touched Gita. But anyway, they don't even know the value of Gita. So forget about it. Even if they keep the hand, if they keep the whole body on that, nothing is going to happen. So this is the symptom. And we have to learn from that. At the end of the chapter, what Sutta Goswami is saying now in this particular shloka that we read today, he is saying, this way, the story, the narration of the king, the son of Abhimanyu, and he's talking to whom? He's talking to all the sages who are assembled in Naimisharanya. And what are they doing? They are simultaneously doing yajna and hearing. Yajna and Shravanam. And they say that we are ready to sit here for 1,000 years. That's what Prabhupada says in the purport. 1,000 years we are prepared to sit and hear this Krishna Katha, this Bhagavatam. So you can imagine now how drastically things have changed. 1,000 years compared to 15 minutes. 15 minutes a day. And they are saying 1,000 years non-stop. So this is the... And people say, I am interested. I want to have... Yes, yes, please enroll me. And then when you don't see 3-4 times, you say, what happened? You are supposed to listen and you are... Oh, my this happened, that happened. Everything is important now other than this. Because they say, okay, what is this? This Prabhuji is simply saying and repeating the same thing every day. Just, you know... So it's better to watch something else. Better to do something else. For those, this is for those who got short some interest, and then there are millions and trillions who don't even show interest, you know. So nothing to get surprised. That's the symptom. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita at the beginning of Kali Yuga, you know, at the end of the Dwapar Yuga. And there itself he says that out of the millions, only few will be interested. And then again he is filtering down and says, out of that few, maybe one may reach me. So now he's talking of 7 billion. He's talking of few people out of the 7 billion who will really reach Krishna. So somebody may say, then why try it, Prabhuji? Forget about it. You know, let's not go there because nobody is reaching, so why should I be reaching? Why should I be trying to reach? But that's an escapism, you know. How do you know? When we say that, at least we can think of going back to Krishna. At least we can think of, okay, don't want to go back to Krishna. At least think of getting away from this cycle of birth and death. Even that, people find it difficult. Why want to get it away? You know, it's so nice. I told you the story of Indra. Indra got the body of a pig in one of his lives. Indra is a post, incidentally. And then he's there in that gutter with his all piglets and his she pig, his darling wife. And Brahmaji is going and he recognizes Indra. And he says, Prabhu, what are you doing here? Come on, let's go back. I'll take you back. Put you in your original position. And Indra says, what are you talking, sir? I am so happy here. You can see all these nice piglets. We are having our nice breakfast, dinner every day here. Don't have to go work 9 to 5. Even Indra, I had so many problems, you know, taking care of the kingdom and, you know, so many things. But here, I am so happy. And that's what people say. You know, I talk to so many people and they say, what? Why you want to do something else? Now in America they are making marijuana, what do they pronounce? Legal. Many states have already passed the rule that anybody can go on medical grounds, you can say, oh, I'm having some problem in the chest. So I want to have marijuana, drugs. State open. The society itself, the administrator, the kshatriyas here are deciding that, yes, let them have. As long as they vote for us, as long as they pay some taxes, as long as they keep on buying things, because unless they buy, I can't get my taxes. And then if I don't get taxes, then how can I go to Hawaii every now and then? How can I go to Switzerland and build something. So they are saying, go ahead, do it. So every little thing is getting scary. You know, we should be scared. Prabhupada says, padam padam yata vipadam, in this age. Every step there is danger. And so Prabhupada didn't say something great. It spoke from the Shastra, and we see now it's happening. Why I'm saying not great? Because even a most stupid person can understand that some things are happening in the wrong direction. So they don't know why it's happening. Yesterday one lady came, and I don't know, suddenly she came and she said, I just want to say hello to you. Prabhuji was also there. And I said, why you want to say hello? For what? I mean, in the mind I thought, why she wants to say hello? Then she said, no, I came a couple of times, and when I come here and see everything, all these beautiful clothing, you know, and the smell, nice food, I'm not going to buy, but I like that very much. And I want to see your bright face, and I discuss something with you. My day is made up. And she's an original American, you know, like Red Indian. She says, my ancestors were all Red Indians. And so she has her own thing, you know. She says, oh. But whatever I said from Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, she agreed. She said, yes, I totally agree with you. And then she walked away. So people are seeking, some of them, you know. Some people, because they've seen the reality. Others are just simply like the cat drinking the milk by closing her eyes, you know, thinking that nobody is seeing. That's what people think. They sneak into some bars and here and there, you know, then they think that nobody is seeing. So that's why now all this, earlier people had no computers, so they will go to some internet cafe and there watch all the dirty things. And now, of course, it's all available on your hand. It's in watch, and now somebody says, you just hold your hand like this and then you can see everything. Because he's got some probes all over his body, you know, they showed one time. So degradation, 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 that's all. So what is the salvation? Just 20 minutes of Bhagavatam every day. And then implement, you know, try to implement at least one of the things what we learn every day, that we learn every day, that's all. Just implement in your life, so easy. Somebody is saying, she cannot hear me, is not clear. How with everybody? Yes. I am so sorry if it is the wrong God. I don't know, I am trying new programs, and you know, you can see now. They say it's the latest technology and so on. So anyway, I have a video recording which is at least reliable, you know, because I have been using it for long. So I'll send that to you. Okay. So thank you very much. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow with a new chapter. We'll start the 18th chapter. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srimad Prabhupada ki jai.